flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, all the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones. Both Boston winter teams are in action tonight. We have a great one. I'm sure we'll spend a good amount of time tomorrow talking about Celtics and Cavs. The Celtics are on the road tonight. Cleveland 40-9 on the season, which is the best record in the NBA. Oklahoma City is 39-9. So right now, the owners of the best record, first team to 40 wins, is the Cavs. Celtics find themselves 5.5 games back in the Eastern Conference, but these teams split the first couple of matchups.
I was actually just going to say that. I believe they split. So thank you for answering that. In these games so far this season. So a bit of a swing game there, if you will. Look, I'm still not afraid of this Cleveland team. But if they beat the Celtics again, and the Celtics are largely at full strength, which I would expect in the game tonight, I'd maybe respect Cleveland a little bit more. I know you're higher on them than I am, so I'm curious to watch tonight. Should be a good one for sure.
Grab bag.
What even was that?
Do you remember back in the day when there was limited websites? There was a place that was like,
sure, I sure do.
All your base are belong to us. Yeah. Remember that one that you went to? And like, that's all it said.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah, that's what that's from.
All your base are belong to us.
Huh.
There's some good. We should do a madness on the. Like, do you remember Zombocom?
No.
So, Billy, do you remember
Zombocom?
Yeah, so if you went to the, I don't know if it's still there.
Can I look that up on a work computer?
I think so.
Okay.
So it was.
Zombo.com.
Back in high school. So, what, 20 something years ago?
Uh huh.
It would be a voice, and it would just say in like big letters that said Zombocom, and it was like, "Welcome to Zombocom,"
and that's all it was.
And then it would say, "The infinite is possible at Zombocom." You couldn't do anything at Zombocom. There was nothing to click on. It was just a voice telling you that you could do anything at Zombocom, but nothing was allowed.
Never went anywhere. That's what it's doing right now.
Is that what it's doing right now, Bill?
Zombocom.
Oh, it still works.
This is Zombocom.
Honestly, you gave it a bigger voice.
I did.
This is kind of
they changed the guy.
Kind of a meek voice.
The guy out.
Yeah.
But it just would go to tell you how many things, like the infinite is possible at Zombocom. Nothing. You couldn't do anything at Zombocom. There's no buttons to click. There was nothing. There's like one page. So that's one of the all-timers.
That's kind of what.
And then not to
the
relive
same
this.
Era.
Do you remember this one? I think we did this on the air before. We're not going to do it now. We did it on the Dork podcast. Davey loves the Colin Oates.
Oh.
So there's a number that you call. And then it just plays a Hall & Oates song. That's all it does. It's called Call & Oates.
It's a different song every time or the same Hall & Oates song?
I think you get to pick. There's like three different ones.
Oh, nice.
Like, which one do you want? You hit like one.
I'd pick Rich Girl.
That might be one of the choices.
It's a good one. Yeah.
So anyway, that's what that was.
And
grab bag
has been running for office. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
All right. We're not going to get political here, but we have at least... We're going to hear from both parties.
These are new submissions.
We got a pile of new ones.
Nice.
Yes, we're going to work our way through. I don't know how
some
great,
stronger than others.
I don't know how great they all are. But the Boston Bruins, Jones, are in action. People were very excited about their last game, a win over the New York Rangers. They take on a better opponent tonight in the Minnesota Wild. This game at the Garden, puck drop just after 7.
Okay. You know you can have a whole lot of faith in these Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Keith, you fired them up. You're getting a lot of criticism.
Stirred them up. They've done well.
After every Bruins win, after every Pastrnak hat trick. Question on the text line, 617-779-7937. Would you parlay the Boston teams tonight?
No.
Let me tell you right now, I have no faith in the Bruins, so no, I wouldn't.
And Celtics are 1.5 favorites on the road.
I'd probably plunk that down, yeah.
Yeah, that I got. The Bruins are way too up and down.
Yeah, I'm not parlaying these guys.
That. All right, very good.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grabbing.
Let's go.
Grabbing.
Okay, that's
Let's go.
That's a strong one.
That's a keeper. That's actually really good. Yeah. All right, well, Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie was in the news last week. Bill Simmons suggested that he was in the mix to buy the Boston Celtics. So last night down at Super Bowl media night, Lurie was asked about it.
There are reports out there about your interest in the Celtics. Anything? Can you confirm that?
You know, no. I mean, you know, I'm not really interested in acquiring another sports team. I think it's connected because, you know, they were my childhood team. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for their whole culture. I sort of see it as like a kindred soul in the NBA. Wick has been an outstanding owner. I love the way they've developed that team. And, you know, we've got to celebrate so many banners over the years. It's not something that's top of mind, and my whole focus is on my love of the Eagles and to win another Super Bowl for Philadelphia, and I'm obsessed, as you know, and that's where it all comes from.
All right, how would you grade that response?
I don't think that's a firm denial.
No, I definitely don't think it's a firm denial.
He says, I'm not really interested, and it's not top of mind.
Yeah.
I wonder if he just thinks it would be unbecoming leading into a Super Bowl to talk about his interest in another team. And the owner's not really going to factor into this in any way. What role does an owner have at this point in time? You've already spent all the money. Mm-hmm. You're just a fan at this point in time at the Super Bowl. So I just wonder if he thinks it would be unbecoming to be talking about my mind being elsewhere, purchasing another team for billions and billions of dollars,
yeah,
leading into Super Bowl 59. But I don't think that was a denial in any way. I'm not really interested. It's not top of mind. That's not a no.
He's not interested.
Right.
You know, like a dream of his. And so, yeah, I also think it's, let's not distract from the fact that my football team is in the
Super
Bowl. But also, I don't think any of these owners love the idea of wanting a team and then not getting it.
It's a good point,
so
too.
So if you find out later on that, like, oh,
yeah,
why didn't you?
Oh, I really want them.
You
and
really
then you,
wanted it? Didn't
then
get what happened.
Third in the bidding or something like that?
They didn't want you, or like your money, you didn't have enough money. Or
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's probably not something that they really want.
Yeah, you don't want to, in the billionaires club, you don't want to look like the poor billionaire.
No.
That's a bad look.
989.
Grab bag.
Nothing?
What is that?
989.
Is that from Zombo.com?
I do think so. It was a quick turnaround.
Grab bag.
I don't know
that I get any of these references, but I think I like that one.
New trailer for Fantastic Four First Steps. This movie comes out in July. It is the first glimpse of the Fantastic Four in the MCU. So there have been Fantastic Four movies in the past, but mm-hmm. not in this continuity, not in this world. And I'll tell you, it looks pretty good. They're going old school. It's going to take place in the 60s, it looks like, and they're wearing like the old school blue suits. You got to see Thing, full rock size Thing.
Nice.
Mr. Fantastic, you don't see any action. Pedro Pascal's Mr. Fantastic, no stretchy stuff. You don't see any of that.
I mean, no stretchy stuff.
Well, like, they didn't show it in the trailer.
I was going to say, I was like, wait, he's not stretching out in the movie?
I tweeted out at Dork Podcast, but I am excited for this and to see where it goes. You got Joseph Quinn, the kid who was in Stranger Things, and he was one of the emperors in Gladiator 2. He's the Human Torch. The guy from The Bear, cousin from The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Thing.
He is?
Yeah, so there's going to be like some scenes with him like as a normal self, and then there's going to be scenes with him where it's probably just his voice.
Huh.
I would assume, yeah. And then Vanessa Kirby is the Invisible Woman, but...
So I was going to ask, good. So it's not, I know you said it's a different universe, so I guess you couldn't bring back Chiklis, but I was wondering if Chiklis was back.
Chiklis is out.
He's out.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Chris Evans obviously got recast. He was Captain America in this world.
Yeah.
The other guy, Mr. Fantastic, I don't know what happened to him. And then Jessica Alba, I wouldn't mind bringing her back.
Oh. Always a role for Jessica Alba.
That's right.
You're either a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the
grab bag.
Yes, Fitz is back.
There he is.
There he is. I got a couple of guys retiring from the NFL, the great game of ours, the NFL. Two retirements to announce. Micah Hyde, longtime Buffalo Bills safety, hanging him up. And This one's a little confusing because he didn't play at all last year, but still announcing his retirement. Mason Crosby, the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. Yeah. Farewell, Mason Crosby. Yeah. I didn't even know you were on the way out.
Yeah.
Grab bag?
No. No, I don't think I will.
Speaking of Chris Evans, there he goes. He's making an appearance in the grab bag.
Not a lot of grab bags are presented that way. You start
with a grab bag.
Yeah.
Really, use your own creativity. Keefe at WEEI.com. You can send them in.
Yeah, we don't want to put you in a box. I mean, that's some outside-the-box thinking right there.
Do whatever the hell.
Yeah, it's true. Just call my
name and grab bag.
Our bunch of NBA games last night. Who was the best NBA performer? Trey Murphy III. We've mentioned him a few times.
I'll tell you, he's been on fire the last couple of games.
41 points for the New Orleans Pelicans in a loss. Jalen Brunson, 42 points, 6 boards, 10 assists. Nikola Jokic, one of our untradeables,
yeah.
27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. Michael Porter Jr., 36 points and 7 boards. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the NBA's leading scorer, 34 and 6 assists.
I'd lean Porter just because we've gone Jokic a bunch. They won. It's a good win for them. Could you see him moving?
Michael Porter?
Yeah.
I think Denver probably just keeps it together.
I think that's the Nuggets piece to move, though. If they were really going to make a move and say, hey, you know what? We're good. But we need to compete with the Celtics. And we need to move a piece to put us over the top.
Yeah.
That feels like the guy.
His brother probably wants to bet on it.
That's a good point.
Let's do it.
He would put down some action on that. Shout out Devin Booker. Now the all-time leading scorer in Suns franchise history. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Surprising.
Who'd he pass? Thunder Dan?
I looked it up
earlier. Kevin Johnson.
Today. No, it was like Walter Davis?
Walter Davis?
It was not a very impressive name. I was surprised.
You mean Richard Dumas? Is that who you meant?
I'll get you the answer.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
I had an idea and then I forgot it and now I remembered it again.
Oh, good.
I was thinking because it's Super Bowl week, maybe we do random football player for the final or maybe random Super Bowl participant for the next 3 days.
Okay.
It's a baseball player today.
Okay.
But I thought that might be a great idea. I think people are going to love it.
I like it.
All right. So we have a right-handed starting pitcher. He would also dig in from the right side if need be, but known certainly as a pitcher. He was a starter. Looks like a couple of relief appearances in his career, but really a right-handed starter with the Orioles, Yankees, Royals, Cardinals, Giants, Rangers, Twins.
Oh, hang on. John Lieber.
No.
He was a Cub.
He was a zero-time All-Star, finished in fifth place in the Rookie of the Year voting in 1998. And his last game played was 2009. So a nice 12-year Major League career.
El Duque? He make an All-Star team? Not El Duque?
He might have, but it's not El Duque. 91 career wins, 113 career losses, ERA just north of 5. Spent most of his time with the Baltimore Orioles. I feel like he pitched against the Red Sox 10 times.
Sidney Ponzone.
Oh!
He got it!
Sidney Ponzone.
Nice.
So I was thinking Hoss of the Week nominee, Sidney Ponzone.
He should be in the mix. There's
a big dude.
There's no doubt about
that. He's a big dude.
All right, good get. So yeah. I was thinking mostly Yankees there. I was off. I
from
been
Aruba.
Thinking, I should have been thinking more Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. Sir Sidney.
Yep.
Why
Sidney Ponzone.
I've been trying this whole time to look up who Booker passed on the all-time Sun scoring list. I've been having trouble figuring
that
out.
You can't find that out?
No, I thought
that's
I
probably
I,
just go to ZomboCom.
Yeah, that's what
they
I get.
They should have
You're
it.
Right.
If they don't have it there, I mean
Walter Davis.
Thank you. That's who it
was. Walter.
It took 2 seconds.
Yep. So they don't have it. The internet doesn't have this at all.
I pulled up the story I saw earlier today. I was trying to sift through it. I should have just asked.
Should
I should have asked
Google. Suns all-time leading scorer.
I should have just done what Dubs and Ethan Brockton do for our baseball player of the day.
Kevin Johnson was fourth.
Yeah.
So he goes Walter Davis, Alvin Adams. Never heard of him.
No Thunder Dan Marley.
Kevin Johnson, Sean Marion, Dick Van Arsdale.
Nice.
Amari Stoudemire, Steve Nash, Paul Westfall, Larry Nance.
Here's the thing. No one stays there long enough.
No.
Like Barkley wasn't there long enough.
Sean Marion, the Matrix.
Those guys aren't there long enough. So
Steve Nash won an MVPs.
Very unimpressive list.
Larry Nance.
So there
dunk
you go.
On you.
Sidney Ponzone, your random baseball player of the day. What do you think? You want to do the NFL player?
I think we should.
Okay.